what he wants to do there. I think the pressure's on the Prime Minister to come forward and see and tell us who it was that leaked the document. Right now he's washing his hands of it, walking away, but it's quite clear that it's politically convenient for him to do that.
Well, how can you say he's washing his hands when he actually ordered the inquiry?
And he said that he had a responsibility to get to the bottom of it, his words, and yet now we are not at the bottom of it, and he's walking away and saying there's nothing further he can do.
Well, David Henry couldn't get to the bottom of it, surely.
Why doesn't the Prime Minister reopen it and ask David Henry? For example, Mr. Key, at the moment, is washing his hands of this inquiry, walking away and saying there is nothing further he can do. Yet he said, when he started this, that it was his responsibility to get to the bottom of it.
Why is it so important to get to the bottom of it?
That's Mr. Key's words. He said it was
your words, why is it so important? Why do you want to get to the bottom of this so badly?
Well, but quite clearly because there has been a report that has been leaked. Mr. Key himself has said that it's his responsibility to get to the bottom of it. That is, brings the public service into mistrust. And we have not got to the bottom of it at all.
Phil Goff brought the public service into mistrust when he revealed the leaked cabinet papers at MFAT. Why didn't he reveal his sources?
Well, he didn't leak the papers. That's the
he
first.
Used them. Well, why doesn't he reveal his source?
He didn't leak the papers. And the second thing I'll say is that the people who are being investigated at MFAT are doing so under oath. The ministers in this inquiry were not asked to testify under oath. I asked John Key several times in Parliament why it was that ministers in this inquiry weren't being asked to testify under oath, and he said he didn't know.
Isn't the only thing that Peter Dunne basically has done is broken the embargo on a report that was going to be...
The report that had a limited circulation of but only 35...
But he broke the embargo on
it. It was a numbered report. It was supposed to be kept under wraps. And it's okay for Mr. Key to walk away from this. But remember, in the tea tapes, he actually asked the police to go and raid four media agencies to get to the bottom of that. Now, how come there is a double standard here with Mr. Dunne, and yet he chose to do that with the tea tapes? The only thing that is in common here is both Mr. Dunne and Mr. Banks are being looked after by Mr. Key to keep his government propped up.
Phil Goff used cabinet papers. He leaked cabinet papers. Not an embargo copy of a report that was going to come out anyway. He leaked cabinet papers.
He did not leak the papers. Somebody leaked them to him.
He released the
disintegration of foreign affairs. Now, that is, as our role as opposition, is to make sure that we hold the government to account. Now, we did that in that case. And I don't see any similarity between that and what Mr. Key is doing here, which is basically walking away from an inquiry that he said he had the responsibility to get to the bottom of.
So there are different rules for opposition and different rules for government, is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying...
Well, that's what you've just said.
No, what I'm saying is that Mr. Key said he had a responsibility to get to the bottom of what happened in the case of this leaked report. In opposition, we did not leak the report. We were the recipients.
Yeah, you
of
used
the leaked
report. Okay, so you used the leaked report. So there's one rule for John Key and Peter Dunne, and there's one rule for David Shearer and Phil Goff.
No, there's not one rule. What we are asking here, as you know, is that Mr. Dunne is a member of Mr. Key's government. He's propping Mr. Key's government up, and he is supposed to be able to act responsibly. He's not doing that. When it comes to opposition holding the government to account, we use whatever material we possibly can in order to be able to do that. You know the rules of the game.
So they are different rules then. That's what you've just acknowledged. You've just acknowledged there are different rules.
What I'm saying is...
You said that's the rules of the game.
What I'm saying is that Mr. Dunne says he hasn't leaked. All the evidence points to the fact that he has. We haven't got to the bottom of it, and Mr. Key is willing to walk away from that.
Phil Goff's walking away from, he's shielding a leak in the public service as well. What's the difference?
Mr. Goff hasn't been asked. But I tell you what, foreign affairs at the moment, the people there are testifying under oath about the leak
And in this case, they did ask Tesco to run, because basically he doesn't want to know who leaked it, so he wants to walk away from it so that his government is propped up.
Is this just about a political scalp for you?
No, it's not. In fact, I actually respect Mr Dunn and his contribution to the Parliament. But what we have got at the moment is Mr Dunn saying something, the evidence pointing in another direction, and nobody willing to get to the bottom of it.
So why do you think the Privileges Committee should look at that? On what grounds has he breached parliamentary privilege?
Well, we have now a situation where Mr Dunn says he did not leak the report. The evidence from the David Henry report suggests that he does, and he has. And at the moment, we are no the wiser for knowing who actually did leak the report. So if Mr Dunn didn't, the question is who did. But at the moment, with Mr Key not willing to be able to take this inquiry further, and willing to walk away and say, I don't care, because Mr Dunn is propping up my government, nobody is any the wiser.
But then if you look at the inquiry, David Henry's inquiry, basically he said three people had the report, two he's exonerated, said that they did nothing wrong, leaving Peter Dunn. Surely that is getting to the bottom of the report.
And,
of the issue.
And I think most New Zealanders would draw that conclusion as well.
So why aren't you happy with that?
I think most New Zealanders would draw that conclusion as well. But the reality is that Mr Dunn disagrees with that. Now, is Mr Dunn lying? I don't know. And if the evidence is pointing to Mr Dunn and we don't have any way of saying that Mr Dunn is telling the truth, then it's time to have to push on with that inquiry.
Do you think Winston Peters is lying?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Winston Peters.
You don't know. There's nothing in what he said that you think, no, that's categorically wrong.
I don't know what Mr Peters has got or hasn't got.
If Winston Peters doesn't front up with these emails, will you lay a privileges complaint against him for misleading Parliament?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. I would have to look at that to see whether it's worth doing, but no, I haven't even thought about
because
that.
Because it's the same issue with him. If he's misled Parliament, why don't you go after him?
Well, at the moment, we have just had a two-month inquiry by David Henry, which is pointing the finger at a minister who's denying that he leaked a report. Now, I would have thought that was a prima facie case to actually take it further and find out what it is that is going on here. Instead, what we've got is the government, John Key, walking away, and we know why, because Mr Dunn is responsible for holding up and propping up his government. That's a very different case from what happened just a few months ago, when Mr Key was very happy for the police to raid four media agencies to find out what happened in the teapot cake tapes. And the only thing that's drawing those two together is the fact they both prop up Mr Key's government. Okay.
Thank you.